kick off our program, of course, with that bombshell announcement made by veteran unionist James Motlatsi, who revealed on ENCA yesterday that President Jacob Zuma intends on using yet another intelligence report to justify the removal of Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa from government. He said the Deputy President is next in line to be removed from the Zuma administration. And of course, this evening, Dr. James Motlatsi joins me in the studio. Good evening. Big warm welcome to you. Thank you for coming through to us.
Good evening. Good evening to the listeners of 702.
Now, Mr. Motlatsi, obviously, conspiracy theories in the ANC abound. This is the administration of President Jacob Zuma. We know that, you know, there is a lot of talk around reports that are circulating. We saw the intelligence agencies disavowing the so-called intelligence report that was used as a pretext by Mr. Zuma to fire the former finance minister, Pravin Gordhan, and his deputy, Kebisi Jonas. Why are you so sure that the information that has come to light to you is real and that President Zuma will in fact act on it?
Look, whether you like it or not, for instance, let me say to you, before the sacking of Nhlanhla Nene, we had that information 3-4 months before.
That he was going to be sacked.
That he would be sacked. About Pravin Gordhan as well, we knew about that before. About the sacking of Comrade Bladin Zimand, we knew long time ago that he is the next person to be sacked precisely because of his constructive criticism to the president. Look, whether you like it or not, if you look at how Comrade Blade, for instance, defended the president in the past, but people are saying he was defending the wrongdoings of the president. No, he was defending the president of the ANC, the president of the Republic of South Africa, hoping that one day the president will learn that what he is doing or the relationship between him and his friends are not good for the people of South Africa, are not good for the African National Congress, are not good for the alliance. But ultimately, he had to be honest to himself. He had to be honest to people of South Africa to say the state capture is wrong. And it's wrong for the president to have been mentioned on all these wrongdoings. Now, coming to Deputy President, he's the Deputy President. Look, we have been told for a long time that the President doesn't trust his deputy. The President has already told his confidant that Cyril Ramaphosa is a spy for Western Capital, in particular CIA and MI6. And he will release that information when time arrives. So, when things are taking place, are unfolding, some of us in particular, we are saying, we think the time has arrived. If the president doesn't release that information, I am saying to the president, if you are saying Cyril is a spy for Western Capital, come out with that information publicly. Because I know Cyril, being a citizen of South Africa, I know Cyril, being a leader in his own right. I know, Cyril, that whatever way organization, company he participated, what comes first is not Cyril Ramaphosa, is the members of that organization, is the people of South Africa.
Mr. Motlatsi, have you discussed this with the Deputy President? Yesterday when I was watching the interview that you did with my colleague Colin Gambi at ENCA, you said that this information had come to you. A, is the Deputy President aware that this is what the President thinks? And two, have you discussed with the Deputy President what to do next?
I didn't discuss with the Deputy President what to do next. But the Deputy President knows about this information. and quite a number of comrades within the ANC, within the leadership of the ANC, they know this kind of information. But as to whether when I discussed with the deputy president, I didn't discuss with him. And he just saw it like any other people on television yesterday. And he phoned me. I said, yes, I think this is the time now. The president has to come clear and put his cards open. Because when you look at the president, for instance, if you ask me, I don't think that President Jacob Zuma did ever like to be deputized by Cyril Ramaphosa.
But this is precisely what I was going to ask you. Now, this is the situation. In 2012, in the lead up to the Mangaung conference, the president was deputized by Kgalema Motlanthe. The entry of Cyril Ramaphosa into the race as deputy president came from those close to President Zuma who supported him, and many interpreted it as him giving the nod to Ramaphosa being brought in as his deputy. Why would he agree that that Cyril Ramaphosa be his deputy in the ANC only to deny him the right to contest for president?
Let me take you back. If you look at President Jacob Zuma immediately after Polokwane, after he was elected the president of the African National Congress, he made a pronouncement to say the mistake African National Congress did in 1991, it was to elect Cyril Ramaphosa as a Secretary General of the ANC, coming from the blue. Now, when moving to Mangaung, it wasn't easy. He was contested by his deputy, Comrade Kgalema Motlanthe. Now, there was a vacuum. Who will deputize him? And those who were campaigning, those comrades who really wanted stability within the African National Congress, they thought that the best person to deputize the president should be Comrade Cyril Ramaphosa. And I don't believe up to today that that is the candidate he wanted him to be his deputy.
Mr. Motlase, if I understand you correctly, are you saying that in that contest that ran up to 2012, that the president, Jacob Zuma, had to contend with the fact that his supporters imposed Cyril Ramaphosa on him as his deputy?
Undoubtedly, yes. He had no alternative. He didn't have an option to say no. Those who campaigned for Cyril wanted the stability within the African National Congress.
But why would Kgalema Motlanthe not have brought that stability?
Well, look, you have to understand that Comrade Kgalema was already contesting for the presidency. Now, who was supposed to be the deputy? And you have to understand, Comrade Kgalema didn't contest two positions. He contested only one position, the position of the president. So therefore, the comrades who campaigned, who genuinely wanted to see stability within the African National Congress, they thought that the right person who can bring stability within the ANC is Cyril. Undoubtedly, there are those, for instance, who thought that the best way maybe to boost the president, it was also to pair him with the Cyril Ramaphosa's kind of persons. So there are those who said that. But nonetheless, the issue here is he was a victim of his successor. One could have thought that the president have learned that you don't need to choose your successor, because people who elected you also have got a capacity to elect your successor. You cannot choose your successor. We are talking about democracy. We are not talking about her on throne. This is not, it's a democratic organization. It's a democratic state.
Mr. Moslati, hold that thought. We've got to pay the bills. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, I'm going to be asking you to come back to this plot, this belief that you say the president has, that the deputy president is in fact a spy for Western interests. Don't go away. Let me return to the conversation at hand. Mr. Motlatsi, now the ANC is a hotbed for conspiracy theories. You know, when President Zuma was removed by President Mbeki from the government following the conviction of Shabir Sheikh, there was, of course, the Browse Mole report. The ANC went through a whole process to try and establish the veracity of that information. As I've said earlier, the fake report that the president used as a pretext to fire Pravin Gordhan and Thembisa Jonas, disowned by the three major intelligence agencies. Have the people who've given you the information that this is what the president believes, have they verified that this information is real, given the fact that the president has in fact been, you know, unable to corroborate what he says in various corners? Let me give you an example. At the recent CADUS forum in Pongola, he was talking about the fact that he was poisoned and it had to do with the fact that he was moving South Africa to BRICS. When he was asked this in a written question in Parliament, he said in a written reply to a question by the opposition that he has no knowledge of such. So the president isn't always consistent with these issues. What makes you believe that A, this is real, and two, that you know, the president will actually come out with this information, considering how he's been flip-flopping on other you know, allegations and conspiracies linked to so-called intelligence reports?
Okay. Look, if you go all over the country, people who are campaigning against Cyril, look, the campaign is within one organization. And if you ask me, when you are campaigning within one organization, you don't need to demonize the candidate you are not supporting. What you need to do is to advance the strength of your candidate you are campaigning to. All those who are against Cyril, if you ask them, why are you against Cyril? The answer will be simple. One, he is a supporter of white capital monopoly in South Africa.
Okay, that we know. That has been the narrative, the popular narrative.
Now, two,
and to a large extent, that has actually been discredited.
Two, Cyril is a spy for West capital monopolies. He's a spy for CIA. He's a spy for MI6. Where do you get this information? No, wait a bit. We get this information from the president. From the president. And some of those comrades really are next or used to be next to the president. Now, what I am saying, it's time now for the president to come out clear and clean and say, this is not true, or this is true, so that we can move forward. In the absence of that, I will say to myself, it's true, and he doesn't want to prove it beyond the reasonable. Because...
So are you suggesting, Dr. Motlatsi, that this is a ruse that is used to confuse people on the ground, and that what you want is for the president to unequivocally say that Cyril Ramaphosa is not a spy or a project of the CIA or Western imperialists, and then branches will be able to make up their minds whether he is a good enough leader to replace President Zuma come December?
Well, even if he cannot say he's the right leader to succeed him, because I know he doesn't want him, he needed to come out clear and clean and say, here is the information I have got. True speaking, Cyril is a spy. And all those who are saying, who are using my name, who are using my position, are lying. I have never said that to any person, anytime, and anymore.
Now, the question around the dirty tricks around the president, I spoke to the Deputy Minister for Health, Joe Patla, a few weeks ago when the story broke around the Deputy President's personal life. Now, of course, when that happened, the Deputy President issued a statement saying that he's concerned that his personal emails have been, accessed in a way that suggests that intelligence structures have, in fact, been poking around in his personal life. Now, of course, this is the Deputy President of the country complaining. We have had Lindiwe Sisulu confirming that there were attempts on her life. Do you think that trying to embroil the Deputy President in this conspiracy theory and accusing him of being a spy in the ANC is part of that dirty tricks campaign?
It's part and parcel of all those dirty tricks. They don't want Cyril to become the president of the Republic of South Africa, precisely because Cyril is not a factionalist. Cyril cannot be corrupted. Cyril has got a track record as to whether what he has fought for. Cyril has got things you can prove beyond reasonable doubt. While he was a leader of a labor movement, what Cyril has done for the members of the labor movement he led, while Cyril was a businessman, what has he done for the poor of the poorest of this country? Those things will remain there. Nobody will be able to remove them. For instance, Cyril, when he went into the business, what came first to him was the people of South Africa are poor. I am going to introduce Adopt a School Foundation, because what one can contribute is to make sure that he or she put hands into the development of our country. Today, that foundation have spent well over 600 million rands to assist the children of families who are poor. We have already made possible for more than 800,000 students benefited out of that. That's what Cyril is doing, not from somebody's pocket, from his pocket and all other people who are interested seeing the people of South Africa achieving ultimately the better life for all.
Now, Mr. Motlatsi, of course, we are going to have the opportunity to put these questions to Cyril Ramaphosa. He has, his campaign has agreed in principle to address our town hall sometime toward the end of November. And we'll ask him what his vision is for the country and the economy and why he should be the next president of the ANC. What I want to know from you, though, is why do you believe that he's going to be axed from cabinet?
Well, look, if other people, information came, Nzantanene was X, Pruven Goden was X, now
Blade in Zimand.
Why not Cyril? If you ask me, why not Cyril?
But we are literally less than 2 months away from the conference. What would it benefit President Zuma to accept? Is it necessary,
for instance, to reshuffle ministers within 6 months in a position? Everything is possible in this country today. Anything can happen to President Zuma at any time. He doesn't care, for instance, about the African National Congress. That's the reality of the matter. He is my leader. He's still my leader because I am a Kate Curry member of the African National Congress. But the reality of the matter, he doesn't care about the African National.
Let's work with the scenario. So if, for example, if you say, or what people have told you is accepted to be true, we are looking at the possibility of a cabinet reshuffle that could see the Deputy President of the African National Congress, who is also the Deputy President of the country, axed from the cabinet on the eve of an elective conference of the ANC. Is that the scenario you're looking at?
Look, under normal circumstances, one would say, this is not the scenario I'm looking at. But how thinks President Jacob Zuma runs, everything is possible.
All right, we have to leave it there. We're running out of time. Thank you so very much, of course, to James Motlatsi, veteran trade unionist. In fact, one of the founding members of the National Union of Mine Workers, worked with the Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa when they were both trade unionists for very many years, and of course, a key campaign manager of the CR17 campaign as they march to December. Dr. Motlatsi, thank you so much for your time.
Good.